You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Tuesday afternoon, which is not normally our slot, but Tuesday afternoon with Mr. Gareth A. Davies. Gareth, how are you?
I'm very well. Have we spoken since we were out in Saudi Arabia or not?
Don't think we have.
We have actually. We have. No, we straight have. Away afterwards. We did analyse the goings on at Knockout Chaos, and I think you were rushing off that day for an interview with Frank Warren that was very good as well, actually.
Correct. Thank you. I think it's kind of settled down now from the whole week in Saudi. We're just kind of waiting now for the announcement of the 5v5, which seems to have been delayed. What can you tell us about that?
Well, I don't know anything about it. All I know is I want to see Joshua Boazzi. I know we won't see Joshua Boazzi and Anthony Yard on that, will we? Because Joshua Boazzi is a boxer, Ben Shalom advocate now, not an Eddie Hearn advocate. We might have seen that had it been. I'm really looking forward to that. People have put themselves in the frame. Nick Ball could be on that. Nathan Heaney could be on that. Hamza Shiraz could be on that. Daniel Dubois could be on that. Flip Hergovich could be on that. There's all kinds of things going on, I'm sure, in the background.
We were meant to get some kind of weight announcement in the aftermath of...
And all we got was weight. Yeah.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, I haven't caught up with Hearn yet since last week. I'm going to hope to catch up with him in the next 24 hours. But, yeah, I don't know if there's a delay for a reason or it's just, you know, it's not... primed to go yet, as in terms of any kind of announcement for it. But, yeah, it's intriguing.
Well, they're picking two weights each, aren't they? And His Excellency Turki Alşeyk's picking some weights. We know we've got Beterbiev and Bivol on that card. And I imagine we'll get a couple of big heavyweight fights on that card anyway.
Hmm. Yeah,
that's what I've heard.
I'm assuming that this is going to be announced in the next week or so because... Eddie Hearn did say there was going to be a huge London press conference pending at some point. So, yeah.
Next week it was scheduled for, wasn't it? At some point next week, yeah. But it doesn't look like it is at the moment. But you know what these things are like. We might find out Thursday that we're all meeting on Monday.
Yeah, I kind of got that. Gareth, just to recap from the weekend, the return... of the body snatcher, Dillian White, been out the ring for approximately 18 months, retiring Christian Hammer in 3 rounds. I think we all kind of knew what this fight was. He'd been out for a while. It was to get him out there, possibly get some rounds in. Didn't really get a lot of rounds in. But he's been inactive for... a period of time. So, yeah, we know the purpose of him being out in Ireland on Sunday.
Well, inactivity is never good for your DNA and whatever you do, really. But I think Dillian's frustrations afterwards in his comments came from the fact that he didn't get to have a bit of a ding-dong. Because apart from the early kind of round, first round, where Hammer did come out and throw his hands and then Dillian hit him to the body quite a lot during the fight, Hammer didn't fancy it. And I think that the frustration for Dillian was born out of the fact that he didn't really get to express himself properly or get a viral knockout or make a massive statement. But he's back. And he's a great addition to that Super League heavyweight mix out in Saudi Arabia. He's a great step-in opponent for Anthony Joshua if Alexander Usyk and Tyson Fury fight two times. I do think if Fury wins significantly against Usyk, there is a chance that Usyk may be encouraged to step aside and maybe will be paid to step aside. This happens in boxing sometimes. It's not unusual for the big fight to happen between Joshua and Fury, a fight that people now do definitely want to see with some haste and not have to wait a year. But if Joshua is out for a while, Dillian's a perfect opponent for that, as is, the winner at the weekend. Again, got the rounds in, but laboured to a victory in some ways, is Joe Joyce, who I spoke to after his victory over Cash Alley. And, you know, he was disappointed. He spoke to me live on Talk Sport after the fight, and he said, oh, I'll have to watch it back. I wasn't sure, but Cash Alley didn't come to throw hands. He was playing possum, surviving, looking to land that big overhand right that he lands so well. But Joe got the rounds in the bag, and he just looked like Joe. He's not fast on his feet. He's a juggernaut. He wears people down. He chops them down. So I think in many ways, it's just good to see the two guys back in the win column and adding themselves, I think, to that top 15 mix in the heavyweight division. And from 5 to 15, you can take your pick on who ranks where. I mean, I'm saying Fury, Usyk, Joshua, Parker, Zhang, and then your Wilders, Dubois, Caballels, Hergovich. Maybe Hergovich deserves the six. But, you know, all the way down to Martin Bacoli, Frank Sanchez, and all the others, all the way down to 15, including Joyce and Dillian White, you've got a big mix of fighters there. And I think they're all going to end up fighting each other.
Mm. Yeah, obviously, yes. Just I was going to follow on to that about not just Dillian White's return, but yeah, Joe Joyce back in the mix there with a win over Cash Alley. And yeah, there's a lot of good fights there. People talking about that Dubois rematch, whether that's a good time for that to happen at the moment. But
just I can tell you this, and you probably know this. Dubois, I'll tell you this. This is what my understanding is. And in no particular order here, Dubois, Hergovich, Wilder and Caballel are already all lined up to fight.
For June the 1st?
In no particular order, at some point soon.
Okay.
Probably in Saudi Arabia. And I think they'll announce that fairly soon.
Mm. Yeah, I was hearing some very interesting things about Ajit Caballel, which we can't really disclose, but there's a very interesting fight there.
Well, I've hinted at it, haven't I? Hinted at it.
Yeah, people can pick the bones out of what we said. But, yeah, I mean, he's really in this mix as well. He had that great win against Matvunov, which to me was, I think we already discussed this, looked like it was a 50-50 fight on paper. Yeah. But Matvunov was a favourite going into that fight, and it was deemed as a little bit of a shock, which I thought was a bit weird, considering it was Caballel. But yeah, it'd be good to see Joyce and Dillian White in the mix of this Saudi heavyweight scene.
Even against each other. Yeah. Even against each other, that's a great fight. And it's a fight we'll have wanted. Or I hasten to say, on this brisk afternoon, what about the trilogy fight with Dillian White and Derek Chisora out in Saudi? Derek got in the mix, I think, with you. Post events and a few others. He was getting into some Anthony Joshua's team. Was that you interviewing him?
That was Derek doing a collaboration of IFL TV and Delicious TV.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah, he's done it a few times for us. But yeah, do you know what? Right
that
now,
that trilogy fight would be fine.
I'd watch it. It'd do well.
It would do well.
If Dillian and Derek were to slug it out another, they're two great fights.
You could see that fight. You go back to Knockout Chaos. You could have seen that fight between Nick Ball, Ray Vargas, and then Dillian and Derek next on that card. I know it would have made it an 11-hour card at that point, but yeah, definitely see it. Definitely see it working. Derek's desperate to fight as well, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, Derek's always around on the Saudi scene, but we haven't heard any news pending that's concrete about his next move, but I'm sure that's imminent.
Who do you rank with? Can I throw it back at you? If that's my top five, do you agree Hrgović six?
So you're going number one, Fury?
I'm going Fury, yeah. I'm going Fury. I mean, Usyk may beat him, we don't know, but I think Fury will beat Usyk. I still think Fury beats Joshua, but I really want to see it. And yeah. I love the rejuvenated Joshua.
I agree with, yes, a Fury, Usyk, Joshua, top three. Who did you go at number four?
Parker and then Zhang.
Yeah, I think Parker, Zhang at five. Don't know.
I had them drawing on the night anyway. But
Parker's definitely in there, in a top five. So yeah, no problem.
And then do 6 to 10 then.
So.
It's open, isn't it? It's really open.
It is open because, weirdly, I still put Wilder in a top seven.
Yeah. And who's six then? Dubois, Hrgović, Caballero.
I'd say, yeah, okay, look, I'd say Hrgović is a shout.
Bacoli.
But who are you, what are you rating Hrgović? Why are you putting Hrgović at six, like, based on?
Well, because he's a mandatory and he's, you know, he's, I think he's undefeated still, isn't he? And he's looked good.
Yeah, no. For those reasons, I agree. I just, you know, like the two marquee wins for Joseph Parker over a Wilder and a Zhang, that's why I would say he definitely slips into a, what you said, a four. I'd agree with a four. But
it could all change in two events. We could have a completely different mix. Completely different mix. And that's the way it's going to be now because we're not waiting. They're not all fighting once a year or once every 8 months. The rhythm, this time next year, when we've had five or six more heavyweight events, presumably with under the Saudi Arabian umbrella, it's going to be fascinating. And people are going to be going, oh, why did I judge them just on their last performance? We've really got to look at body of work and styles making fights. It's very interesting. That's why there's not a day that goes by at the moment where, obviously I'm discussing the other divisions, but there's not a day goes by when I'm not in a conversation with someone like yourself or a promoter or a manager or a boxer or a fan, you know, stopping in the street that wants to talk about the heavyweight division. And that's what's amazing at the moment. And we've got 9 weeks' time, the big fight coming up.
Yeah, we're going to come on to that. But don't forget also, talking about heavyweights, we've got two of our own that are battling out next week at the O2.
I'll be there. I'll be there for TalkSport. I will be there. We'll be doing the broadcast.
Very intriguing fight.
Yeah, I agree.
Actually, that card that Boxer have put on, if that's the card they intended, I mean, I haven't heard of any of the other fights not happening, but the card they put together for that, for a regular Saturday night, is very, very good.
Yeah, Florian Marku and Chris Congo, what a good fight that is. It really is. Spoke to Barry, Big Bazza, at the Boxing Border Control Awards on Sunday. Spoke to Josh Taylor as well, by the way. Sitting with him, next to him, on the top-ranked table. Spoke to Anthony Yard. Delighted for Shane McGuigan, Trainer of the Year. Delighted for Lee Wood as Boxer of the Year. Speaking to Barry Smith, isn't it, about Chris Congo, and he said, we're really relishing this fight with Florian Marku. And Marku brings it, and Congo's got to knock him back with his shield and his sword. It's going to be a really great fight. Who wins out of Fraser Clark and Fabio Wardley? Jeopardy for both guys. I slightly favour Fabio Wardley, but Fraser Clark may just give us something special. He's had a long and decorated amateur career. He's not yet shone. He's not yet sizzled as a heavyweight in the paid pugilistic ranks, but this might be his moment. You just don't know. I love the way he went out at, was it Portman Road? Is it the Ipswich ground? And he was giving it to all the fans there the other day.
Wearing a Norwich City shirt. He was
wearing a wearing the Canaries shirt. You know, a little bit of football knowledge for you. My scant football knowledge, my scant soccer knowledge. But I liked it. I liked that front that he showed that day at Portman Road, you know. It was brilliant. He's not a Norwich fan, though, is he?
No, but, you know, I think he's not the first boxer to rile up an opponent and the crowd by wearing an opposing shirt not supporting the team. So,
yeah. Are you a Delia Smith fan or not?
A Delia Smith fan? I mean...
What's your cuisine?
Let's be having ya!
What's what? Steaks and burgers?
No.
Bosch. What's his name?
Johnny. Big John Fisher. Oh, you're about Tom Skinner. Yeah. Gareth, let's go to May the 18th. May's looking a very...
Do you feel a bit overawed today because I'm interviewing you more than you're interviewing me?
No, Gareth, I'm still in control.
Just about. That's relative. That Coogan in control, that's relative.
I'm in brisk control of this. Gareth, May's looking very exciting. Cattrall and Taylor rematch is now moved to May 25th, which is, it's unfortunate it's not happening 27th of April, but listen, these postponements after the Fury Usyk one, I mean, we just have to roll with the punches. So
I spoke to Josh at length about this. I sat with him literally for an hour on the table. We were next to each other on the table. He looks in phenomenal shape. I know when Josh is in shape. He looks thin and fit and in shape. He told me about the eye, that there was some pressure behind the eye that had shown up a few months ago after a scan. Had to have it looked at. Something's not right behind his eye. Had a procedure to sort out the ablation or whatever it's called. Not the ablation, the swelling or the pressure behind the eye. And when he got it checked just recently, it wasn't as settled as it should be. And he doesn't want to risk his eyesight this time of his life. He's definitely, because I wanted to challenge him on fighting at 140. If he was saying he was having problems making the weight, he said, no, I wanted it at 140. I make the weight fine. That's the weight I want to make it at. And at the end of the day, it's only the court of public opinion in some ways. And the fact it's a grudge fight and it makes money that he's having to take this fight. Because whether you like it or not, whether anyone likes it, he's got a W against Cattrall. He's the one taking the risks in many ways. And anyone pouring scorn on, you know, that he's there's any invention around this injury, it's just nonsense. He just needed a bit more time for the eye to settle. But it is an exciting month. Of course it is.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then, Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now, Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Weeks in a row. It means we don't stay out in Saudi, I think, maybe for 2.5 weeks now, because we've got May the 18th. We'll go on May the 11th, May the 12th. The big undisputed. We'll come back for Catterall and Taylor. And then we'll go back out again for the 5 versus 5. And Arta Beterbiev and Dmitry Bivol. What a month. What a month.
It's going to be a spectacular month. So let's move on to May the 18th. It's good to see Tyson Fury very active at the moment on social media again. Following these stories of him shopping in whichever supermarket it was the other day looking for deals. I mean, I'm sure you would have seen that.
With Paris?
With Paris, yeah.
What, trying to get cheap ice lollies and stuff?
Yeah, just not going for the brand names, to rather get the... I don't think it was Asda or might have been Aldi. I can't remember which one it was. But yeah, look.
Probably Lidl, Aldi, one of those Morrisons. I don't know.
Possibly, but we know Tyson Fury loves a bargain anyway. but May the 18th now. I mean, look, it's just the delay to this is just adding to what is going to be a phenomenal week and a big moment in boxing as well that week.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just looking at some... I was just looking at what was May the 5th, whether we missed some... Oh, yeah, we got May the 4th. Canelo and Munguia, yeah. So should we do Vegas, Saudi, UK? I'm trying to remember where they all are now. Should we do all of them?
Leeds.
Saudi. Should we pledge to do all of them? I've got a few air miles at the moment.
Just do 1 month long road trip, Gareth, yeah.
Absolutely. Camper van it. What was the question? Sorry, what was it? Well, listen, it's a massive fight. There's no question about it. And my spies in Usyk's camp tell me that he's really working hard on his core as well. And he looks in phenomenal shape back in camp. 9 weeks to go. Like you say, Fury, a bit more active. Now he's at home training. I'm sure he's heading for camp in Saudi soon. I think he went to that marathon FA Cup tie, didn't he, in Manchester? One of the best FA Cup ties, I'm told, for a very, very long time. Is not touching a drop of drink, my spies tell me. Doing his long runs, doing all the leg work, the 330-kilogram presses that he's doing on his legs. It's all showing that those aren't the real moments. They're just little snippets. But he's working hard behind the scenes. He already looks in shape. I know with his face when he's in shape. It's massive. It's absolutely massive. And like you say, the delay, in a sense, has made it even bigger. What we can't afford now is another cut or another injury and the fight not to happen.
Absolutely. Because somebody's going to be down 10 million.
Yeah, and also there'll be the disappointment for the Saudi Arabians who've tried to put this on 3 times. And as they've said, if one of them's injured, that's why Anthony Joshua did so well against Francis Ngannou. He dealt with him. If someone else, one of those two, is injured, Joshua steps in. So we're going to get a big fight no matter what, in my view.
But Gareth, yeah, I heard those.
Stay ready.
No, he has to stay ready because it's not the sort of thing that, you know, at a couple of weeks' notice that, you know, if one of them was to pull out it for injury, I know. Do you understand what I mean? Pick up the phone to Joshua, even though he probably would take the fight. But
I think he would. I think he would at this stage in his career. I think he'd take it on maybe minimum. I like you say, 2 weeks' notice is a real tough one. But people have won world titles on late notice before because they've come in and haven't had time to really think about it. They haven't felt the pressure and they just go in and do their thing. I know what a storyline that would be. You know, what a storyline that would be for him to come in and beat Usyk for a third time. Or I'm not trying to crystal ball this because I don't think and I don't want it to happen. I want to see Fury against Usyk. Then I want to see either Fury or Usyk against Joshua. Mm. And then I want to see Wilder against Joshua. Then I want to see Joyce against Parker again. I want to see Parker against Caballel. I want to see, you know, there's so many great fights, really. And then Jared Anderson comes in the mix. Daniel Dubois is coming back all the time. You know, it's great.
See, an interesting quote from Alexander Usyk when he was asked about why he didn't knock out Anthony Joshua, which I think is a bit of a weird question to ask someone, why you didn't knock someone out, the way the fight played. But his comments were interesting. He said, why are you so bloodthirsty? There is victory. Everything is fine. Why is it necessary for a person to fall? He has a mother and father. This is a big chunk of health if a person falls. I am not for that.
Well, that's fine, and I get that, and that's his compassion. He's not in fight week. He's not in fight mode. He's being asked a question when he's in training, and he's a very reasonable man. I mean, if you recall the time, you're talking about the fight at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, aren't you? Not the second fight.
Well, the question isn't specific from what I'm reading to...
Well, if you recall, Joshua looked out on his feet at times in the last couple of rounds against Usyk, certainly the last round.
In the first fight. Yeah.
And Usyk said afterwards, my corner told me not to finish him, just finish the fight. Do you remember?
Vaguely.
No, he did. Yeah. Well, that's where I'm commanding the interview today, because I recall it and you don't. What you need is a brisk walk after this, just to clear up your mind and get your head lucid again, okay? For your 821,000 followers, isn't it?
862.
There you go, you knew, so you've looked today. You're 862. Well, you've obviously looked today because it goes up 1,000 a day.
It doesn't go up 1,000 a day, and we don't buy our subscribers either. So, you know, all our ones...
I'm not suggesting you are.
No, I never said you were. I'm just saying we don't buy them.
You're one of the great market leaders. It's good. I'm glad you're on the ball anyway with your 862,000 subscribers. He said at the time, Papa Lomachenko said to him, don't go in there and try and finish it. Just win this last round on points. Don't finish him because we want him to come back and fight you a second time because they know that Joshua is the cash cow. In a sense, in the second fight, Joshua's improved anyway.
Yeah.
Usyk doesn't look for the knockout anyway. He just goes for it if it occurs. He's not a knockout artist at heavyweight. He's a boxer. That's why Joshua's knockout ratio is something like 90%. At heavyweight, Usyk's is... How many fights has Usyk had at heavyweight now? Four? Against Dubois. 20%. Is it five fights?
Chisora. And his debut. Who was it against?
It was against the nephew of Witherspoon.
Yes.
So
I was at that fight. That was in Chicago.
So he's got a 20% knockout ratio at heavyweight. One stoppage in five fights. He's not a knockout artist at heavyweight. Fury's a 70%er at heavyweight. He's not a knockout artist. He's a boxer. There's a difference between boxers and punchers. And styles make fights. That's why the Anthony Joshua that beat Francis Ngannou, saying he was taken to the stadium too early now. Have you seen that? Yeah, it's interesting that Francis Ngannou was saying that he was taken very early to the arena and he was unhappy about it afterwards. And he was waiting in his dressing room too long. It's good because he's looking for reasons as to why he didn't feel alive on the night. But the main reason is he's also shocked by that punch, that early right hand. He switched southpaw, didn't need to. He was doing fine in the orthodox stance. And he's looking for reasons now as to why he lost. And that's always a good thing, inquiry afterwards. Looking at where it went wrong is really important. And when people create the headlines as fighters finding excuses, they're not. They're finding reasons. Reasons why they weren't at 95% or 99% or 85%. Because he was at 50% on the night. He just didn't look great. But he was beaten up by a Joshua who was on top form, who's zinging at the moment, absolutely zinging, which is why I bring it back, the segue to what we were talking about earlier. Joshua's got momentum, 4 wins in 11 months. Joseph Parker, 5 wins in 13 months, I think it is. They're the guys who are on fire at the moment. They're the guys who, in 4 fights, those two, that's why we're ranking them at 3 and 4 in the division. And that's what we're going to do for ages right now, or certainly for the next couple of years.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, just coming back finally on Ngannou, you think that he will delve into boxing again, though?
Yeah, I think he needs to get a win. They need to, it's interesting who they match him with. He's in limbo at the moment. He's just earned $20 million, I believe, for his last 2 fights, something like that. He's in a position he's never been before in his life. And we'll see whether he can, you know, come back after being put down on the canvas 3 times and regain that feeling of being dangerous. Maybe goes to MMA next and then comes boxing. Maybe needs back to boxing. Maybe needs a hiatus now, a period away. Because if he loses again, then he is going to be in trouble. I mean, I wondered whether they'd throw him in with Deontay Wilder.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're thinking it, things when we think these things, do you really think the promoters aren't thinking them? Do you really think that these things aren't being discussed with His Excellency Turki Alshayk? Of course they are, because they think like we think, because we understand the rudiments and dance and the algorithms of the sport. Whatever you're thinking, they're thinking of it +3. Definitely, definitely.
What are you thinking about Jake Paul and Mike Tyson?
I think it's a shame that Mike has to fight still. I think maybe boxing has taken out of him. It's given to him, but it's taken out of him as well. Perhaps he shouldn't be in the position where he needs to fight for money anymore, because obviously it's a massive money fight. I want to see him knock out Jake Paul. The romantic in me wants to see him set about him. You know, we're from the same generation, and I want to see him beat the young upstart child, the problem child, beat him up in 6 minutes, and just go, see, told you. And then go and fight KSI now. But I think it's going to be tougher than that. Age is very significant. Power is going to be there. He's going to make his moves, be Mike Tyson. But he won't be the Mike Tyson he was. Funnily enough, Saturday was 28 years, the anniversary. Last Saturday was the 28th anniversary of him regaining the WBC title from Frank Bruno at the MGM. 28 years ago, Jake Paul wasn't even born. So what do I think of it? It's the same as I think about Ryan Garcia. I don't have the right to choose whether this person's fighting or not. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a psychotherapist. I'm not going to give a diagnosis on someone's mind that I don't know. For Ryan Garcia, it might be a great thing for him to keep boxing up to April the 20th against Devin Haney, because if he is going through something, maybe it'll keep him on track by training. I do know one thing, if he smokes weed and he tests positive, he'll probably be pulled out anyway. But I think, yeah, there's some zany things going on with him on social media, but I don't have the right to judge him. Same as I don't have the right to judge Mike Tyson. I have a concern for his organs and his body and his brain in this fight against a very strong young man. Obviously, had they grown up in the same era, they don't even inhabit the same planet when it comes to combat sports. You know, they belong levels and levels below each other. But, you know, Mike Tyson's last proper bout was 19 years ago. And, yeah, he looks great in training. He looks so dangerous. He's so scary still. But are those moves still effective? Will they be effective? We'll all be watching. I made a mistake earlier. I said it would be when I was speaking to someone else saying, it's on pay-per-view, but I think it's just streamed on Netflix. How they make money out of it, I don't know. But I imagine we'll have to pay something, or people will subscribe to Netflix to watch it, I suppose.
Yeah, I wasn't really sure, because it wasn't advertised as Netflix pay-per-view. It was just advertised as Netflix. So
I think they should do a pay-per-view, even if they take a quid a time. It's going to get really big numbers. Really, really big numbers. I hope Mike's makes 50 million out of it. I hope he makes... So I don't... Yes, his legacy may be tainted in some way if something goes wrong and he gets knocked down. And but we know he's fighting a man 30 years his junior. You know, in a boxing ring, not in the street. It's in a boxing ring.
Very true. I was just picturing having a street fight with Mike Tyson. I was like... Thinking,
Would you really think Jake Paul would have a street fight with Mike Tyson? There's only one winner. There's only one winner, and it's Iron Mike. You know that.
No,
I think Jake Paul's got to be very careful not to make him angry in the build-up.
Well, I'll be astounded if he doesn't make Mike Tyson angry. That's the.
What do you think happens in the fight?
It's so weird because even some of the fights like Jake Paul has had, I'm like, surely Jake Paul couldn't beat this person, but then when he had, like, I know these, some of these people like ex-MMA guys, etc. But then I look at Tyson, Mike Tyson, and I think there's absolutely no way Jake Paul can win. But then I think, but hang on, am I being stupid here by saying this? Because
you are.
Time difference,
yeah.
Age difference,
yeah,
a very crucial thing in what you're saying.
Yeah. But again, they're also. If Mike Tyson can stop him tying him up and he can let his hands go early, you know, it's a weird fight.
You remember the shock of Danny Williams when he knocked Mike Tyson out. Danny Williams has been boxing all his life. Danny Williams probably is still boxing now. But the is shock it? Of that, and that was... How long ago was that? 20-odd years ago?
Yeah. It was more than 20 years ago. I'm just looking at Mike's record here.
When was that boxing fight?
Well, as I said, Kevin McBride was 2005. And if you remember Mike's speech after that, he said, I'm done. I'm not the same anymore. Danny Williams was 2004. That was 11 months earlier. Yeah, 20 years ago. Yeah. So it's almost the anniversary of the Danny Williams fight 30 years ago. 20 years ago, sorry.
Which you've seen happens.
Yeah.
Gareth, thank you very much.
I'm off to Parliament now, right now, actually, believe it or not.
I've heard.
I'm going to go and see the MP Imran Hussein, the all-party parliamentary group on... what boxing does for grassroots amateur boxing, which I think is a great subject. And I'm really looking forward to going there with a quick shower, put my shirt on and have a little spin into London.
Bosh. Before you go, Gareth, sum up the current heavyweight scene in just 5 words.
It's all happening. Undisputed. Now.
Bosh.
But.
Gareth Davies, thank you very much for talking to Hardball TV. We'll catch up with you. Are you in Sheffield this week for Dalton Smith and Cepeda?
No, I'm presenting from the studio in TalkSport. We'll be across it. I got Dalton Smith winning late. Great fight with Jose Cepeda for me. Great opponent right now. He comes with an axe, doesn't he, Dalton Smith? He comes to chop you down. It's the right style for Cepeda, who's failed 3 times at world level, at world championship level. But it's going to be a good fight, really good fight. And I'm picking Terry Harper to beat Sandy Ryan, the underdog, to win. And maybe if she can get out of the early rounds against Sandy, Terry can win on points and become a 3-weight world champion. But I didn't know about these loads of sparring sessions they've had. You probably know about it, where Ryan apparently is the dominant figure. But looking forward to that this weekend. And then next weekend, Wardley and Fraser Clark, as you mentioned, that card. Really looking forward to that. I'll be there for Total Sport as well.
Lovely. Gareth, thank you very much. And we'll definitely catch up with you in the next week or
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.